Today's show is brought to you by Bruce Fine Construction. If you can't find the house to buy, maybe it's time to build your house. Bruce built my home, and I know he can build your home too. Check him out today at brucefineconstruction.com or call at 570-362-1185. Today's episode is brought to you by Pillar to Post Home Inspectors. Don't buy a home without getting it inspected. You need to use a home inspector you can trust, and that's why I recommend Eric Rubin at Pillar to Post Home Inspectors. If you're buying a home, call the Rubin team today at 570-438-1010. This episode is brought to you today by Whitehall Mortgage. Where there's a will, there's a Whitehall. Buying a home starts by getting a pre-approval, and nobody does it better than Doug in Dallas. Call them today at 570-562-7505 or apply online at whitehallmortgagefinancial.com. Hi, everybody. I'm Dave Wychuk. I'm the host of the Real Estate Right Now podcast, and today we have a great episode on tap. I'm going to talk about some common mistakes that are made by the first-time home buyer because I talk to a lot of second-time home buyers in this industry, and they all say, man, you know, I feel like I'm going to be so much better this time around because the first time through, I made all these mistakes because I didn't know to worry about this or to worry about that. So I want this episode to be here to kind of go over some of the common mistakes first-time home buyers make. And, you know, if you're thinking about buying a home, watch this episode and don't do these things. And I think you'll have a much better result when purchasing a house. And, you know, first and foremost, I think it starts with work with a skilled buyer agent. One of the worst things you could do is try to navigate the home buying process on your own, especially as a first-time home buyer. Your buyer agent can help you avoid a lot of the mistakes I'm talking about, not to mention what they can do as far as scheduling and everything else like that. It will lead to a better result. So I think that's the starting point. Work with a great buyer agent. And one of the big mistakes I see first-time homebuyers make is they don't want to get pre-approved until they find the house. And that's one of the biggest mistakes you could make. I often say, once you have a buyer agent that you want to work with, the very next thing you do is get pre-approved. And you want to get that pre-approval before you find the house, because if you wait until then, and it takes a few days to get pre-approved, in those days, other people are seeing the house that you love. And if they put an offer in and it gets accepted because they already have a pre-approval, you could miss out on a house that you absolutely love because you're just not prepared. Shopping without a pre-approval, looking for a house without a pre-approval is irresponsible, and you're unprepared to buy a home. So first things first, you got to get that pre-approval. And to be honest with you, the pre-approval, look, you need to know what your price range is. And if you're buying with a loan, even more important, you need to know what your payment is going to be. I talk to a lot of first-time home buyers. I say, well, geez, I think I can afford this much house because I looked at this mortgage calculator and said, if I buy this house, this is what my mortgage payment is going to be. But they didn't account for property taxes. They didn't account for homeowners insurance. And it kind of, you have to know what the total payment's going to be. A great lender will help you with that. And that's why you got to get pre-approved. Another big mistake I see first-time home buyers make, and it got really popular post-pandemic, and that's skipping the home inspection. Do not, especially as a first-time home buyer, don't skip a home inspection. And I know what you think. Well, geez, if I say I don't want an inspection, it makes my offer look more attractive to a potential seller. And yeah, that might be true, but it also sets you up for potentially huge mistakes, costly mistakes, right? And if you're a first-time home buyer and you have just enough money saved to get into a house, and then you find out that there's a costly repair that you can't afford, it really turns into a nightmare situation. And I explain that home inspection. Look, you shouldn't weaponize a home inspection, right? We're not going to ask a seller to fix every little thing, but you want to know if there's something major coming down the line. And if it is, you could ask the seller to fix it, or you could get out of it and you're better off for it. You could find something else. But it's like, you know, if you don't get a home inspection, it's like, you know, I want this deal to go faster. I want to make it more attractive. It's like jumping off a boat, right? If you're a decent swimmer. I mean, would it take you a little bit longer to put a life vest on? Well, yeah, of course it would. But it also might save your life. So think about that as far as a home inspection is concerned. It's kind of like a safety jacket of the home buying process. So I definitely recommend getting a home inspected if you're a first-time home buyer. Another thing you don't want to do as a first-time home buyer is overextend financially. We hear people say this all the time. They say, I don't want to be house poor. And you have to be honest about what's important to you. Because when you get that pre-approval, it's going to tell you the maximum amount of money that you can spend. But I tell my first-time homebuyers all the time, your pre-approval number, it's not a target, right? If you get pre-approved at $350,000, you don't have to buy a house for $350,000. Maybe buy a house for $250,000. It's something that your payment will be a lot more affordable, and it'll allow you to do other things that you like to do. Maybe you like to travel. Maybe you are thinking about starting a family. Maybe you like to buy season tickets to your favorite sport team. Well, if you don't have any money left over after paying your mortgage, a lot of those things go away. So don't overextend yourself if you're a first-time home buyer. Another big mistake first-time home buyers make is they don't think about the resale of their home. And I know what you're thinking. You're like, well, look, Dave, first things first, I have to buy a house. I'm not going to worry about selling it. I have to buy one first. And yes, that's true. And I talk to home buyers all the time in Northeastern Pennsylvania. I'm sure there's other small towns that are just like this, where I say in Northeastern Pennsylvania, one of the most important things we look at is school district. And someone will say to me, well, you know, Dave, all my kids are grown, or, you know, we don't have children, or we're not planning on starting a family. So school district doesn't really matter to me. And I tell them, well, it might not matter to you now, but if you plan on selling this house in 5 to 7 or 10 years down the road, it might matter to the person buying your home. And that is going to make a big difference on at the rate in which the value of your home goes up. So you want to consider the neighborhood, the school district. Is this an up-and-coming area? And if it is, it becomes a little bit more attractive because you're going to see the appreciation go up a little bit faster than it would in areas that maybe aren't so attractive or don't have a great school district. And lastly, I say this all the time, don't rush the process. And I know as a first-time home buyer, you get that pre-approval, you're working with a great realtor, you feel really good, you want to go out there and you want to buy a house. And maybe you have your first set of showings and you see 4 houses on Saturday and 4 more on Sunday, and you just feel like, I got to buy a house. Look, if none of them are right, just keep looking. Just keep looking. The last thing you want to do is have buyer remorse on a house. This is not a pair of jeans, right? You buy the jeans, you don't love them, you put them in the back of the closet, you forget that you have them. I mean, I don't want to tell you who, but there's someone in my family that actually buys clothes, and sometimes we're giving them away, and they still have tags on it, right? It's not terrible if it's a shirt, all right? It is terrible if it's a house. You don't want to have buyer's remorse on a house. So take your time, don't rush the process. Make sure you're ready, and don't settle for something because you just want to buy. Make sure you love the house. And again, I'm just going to circle back. Don't do this on your own. Work with a great buyer agent. Interview multiple realtors. Find someone that you want to work with. Maybe it's a referral. If it's not a referral, it's okay to ask for references. But if you work with a great agent who can help you avoid some of these mistakes, it's going to be a much more rewarding experience. It's going to be a much better feeling when you're moving in the day of closing. And we want to make this process as easy as possible. So these are some great mistakes, some terrible mistakes, I should say, that you're going to want to avoid if you're a first-time home buyer or just a home buyer in general. Thanks for joining us for today's episode, everybody. If you want to hear more content, follow us at Real Estate Right Now Pod on YouTube. Once you're there, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And if you want to follow me directly, check me out. It's Dave Wychok at Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, all the socials that you're already using.